Seamus Toomey now with extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Seamus, good morning. We've got a pickleball controversy, don't we?
We do, Bob. You know, with the explosion of the pickleball sport and the courts being built all over the area, inevitably there's going to be some drama, and it's happening in the Old Town neighborhood. There's a little park called Baller Park at 501 West Wisconsin. They built a couple pickleball courts there a couple years ago, and right now the neighbors are fighting. There's a standoff between the folks who use the pickleball courts and the parents who want their kids to play on the concrete there and in the park. It's gotten a little bit ugly. They say some of the pickleball folks are cursing out the moms and the kids that are trying to use the courts. The pickleball folks say they're sending their kids intentionally onto the courts to harass the players. So it's a very interesting drama. The park district is trying to mediate this. They've cut back some of the hours where you can only play now from 10 to 2 Wednesday through Friday. Previously, they could play at night, so it's interesting. You know, we talk a lot about just how pickleball is getting people out of the house and getting more exercise, but it's not going smoothly, at least in the Old Town neighborhood. We'll keep an eye out for pickleball conflict elsewhere as well.
Yeah, keep an eye out for breaking pickleball news. What's happening with LaSalle Street? Give us the latest on this story.
Yeah, we've been following this a lot. You know, there's an effort to really turn LaSalle Street in the loop into a more residential neighborhood. A lot of the office space down there in the old financial district is vacant right now, just like office space all over the place. But the mayor has been trying to encourage people to move down there and developers to build, turn these offices into homes. So just this week, they're going to award $188 million to three different development proposals for three of the high rises down there. They're basically going to use some of that money to build a 1,000 new apartments. 300 of them will be affordable. There's going to be potentially a grocery store. There's going to be some more retail. They're going to build some parks on the roofs. So there's a lot going on down there. You know, it's I remember back in the day when, you know, State Street after 5 o'clock, it would just be empty. You know, it's become much more residential in some parts of the loop, particularly on the east side and the west side. But now they're trying to get it right in the heart of the loop to get some more people down there, add a little bit more vibrancy after the workers go home.
Yeah, it'd be good for businesses down there, especially the ones that have been struggling since the pandemic. A lot of those small coffee shops and places that relied on the workers in the loop have really had a hard time lately, haven't they?
Absolutely. You know, there's sometimes some pretty thin margins for some of these places, and they're counting on a certain amount of occupancy. And when that gets cut in half, well, that all those profits, they just start losing money. So we want to. A lot of these little mom and pop places, there's some of the bars and some of these basements and restaurants down there that could really use a boost from some people who actually live there.
Yep, for sure. And finally, a local pizza chef getting his 15 minutes of fame, right?
This one's really fun. There's a guy named John Carruthers, and he's sort of an amateur chef. He starts making tavern-style pizza at his house, and he got so good at it, what he started to do is going on Instagram and basically auctioning off these pizzas. People can bid on them, and he gives all the money to charity. And he does it once a month on Mondays, and he makes them, he puts them on Instagram, and then people line up, and you have to pick them up in his Logan Square alley. So it's a back alley proposal, but he's gotten pretty popular. He does a good cause. He gave some of his money to Block Club once, so thank you, John Carruthers. He's really he works at Revolution Brewery. This is his side hustle, but it got so popular, he got appeared on the show Chopped last night on the Food Network. He was competing against chefs who do this for a living. And he acquitted himself nicely. He made it to the final round. He was forced to make some sort of dessert, which I think got out of his comfort zone. But he made some really great tavern-style pizza. So the country got to see a little bit of Chicago-style tavern-cut pizza, thanks to John Carruthers. It's called Crust Fund is his project. So you can follow him at nachosandlagers.com. And just kind of a fun Chicago story, a local guy doing good and spreading spreading the gospel of tavern style pizza, cracker crust.
Yeah, I like it when that thin pizza gets equal time, because we're a lot more than deep dish around here, aren't we?
Yeah, there was one point on the show last night where you could actually hear the crunch of the pizza, and it really sent chills down my spine, because you could almost taste how good it was. So good job, John. Congratulations. I'm hungry now.
Yeah, me too. All right, pizza for breakfast, always a good leftover. Thank you, Seamus. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.